I think we should get started. We want to thank people for coming to this call. I was asked by the CCWG co-chairs to organize this meeting today so they could brief you on the latest developments. And with that, I would like to thank everyone for their cooperation and participation soon after our Dublin meeting. As our custom is, we will record this meeting for note-taking purposes. Unless there are objections to that, we'll move forward with that procedure. And with that, I would like to see if either Claudia or Teresa want to provide any welcoming remarks, and then we'll go to the co-chairs for their discussion.
Thank you, David.
Teresa? Bobby, please. Yes.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I think that, as David said, the CCWG chairs had discussed with Teresa organizing our regular call as a special one today to bring together the community and discuss mostly an update from them as to when their proposal will be delivered to the chartering organizations, and then a discussion with the SOAC chairs today as to how long they need after receiving that proposal from the CCWG to move forward with their internal processes for the review of that proposal. So what would be great is after we hear the CCWG chairs and understand what is their target date to deliver their proposal to you all, what is the process and the timeline that you need in order to process that that proposal through your chartering organization. That's the key thing we need to figure out today. And of course, within that, and the reason why we are getting together as well is if the chartering organizations need or wish to have, or some of them need to wish to have an intersessional meeting after receiving the CCWG proposal in early January, then we need to also, frankly, start moving towards planning that, as these things would not be easy to pull off at the last minute for hundreds of people. So, and with that, we should also keep in mind that Larry Strickling, on the last call we had, all of us here a few weeks ago before Dublin, and I hope Larry's with us on this call so we can check with him again, but he had clearly noted to us that, you know, hopefully we can get these proposals to him by end of year. And if now that we know that the CCWG proposal will not likely be delivered to you until probably January 7th, I believe is the date, then we already are behind on that at least time frame. So we need to understand these details, agree, if possible, on them today, even at high level, so that we can plan around that and make sure we're well prepared. So with that, let me just invite our colleagues from the CCWG, the chairs or the rapporteurs, whoever will be speaking for them, to give us an update on their schedule and whether the January 7th date they had shown in Dublin is still standing for them to deliver the proposal to our community's chartering organizations. Who will speak for the chairs for the year?
That will be Fadi. Thank you very much.
Hello, Mathieu. Please take it on from here.
So thank you, Fadi, and thank you, everyone, for attending this call. I know it's quite short notice after the Dublin meeting. As co-chairs, we wanted to ensure that there's clarity about the next steps on our group's plans as we move closer to our third proposal, but also to the phase where the chartering organizations will be requested to take a position about the endorsement of our recommendations. And obviously, these are beyond pure CCWG decisions. It's ISO and AC decisions, and we want to prepare that critical part of the process because, as Fadi just reminded us, there's very strong expectations of in terms of timeline, and we need to balance the expectations on the level of consensus that we can achieve, and I think we've made great progress in Dublin, on the level of documentation of the proposals, and that's what our group is focusing on right now, and on the timeline at the same time. And obviously, sometimes there's a bit of a contradiction between providing more documentation and the timeline or things like this. So what you have in the AC room is the current planned timeline. It is pretty aggressive in terms of finalizing the public comment periods. It's also pretty, it's obviously showing that the turn of the year is a very busy period. So that means that the burden on volunteers and on ASO and ACs might be quite high until the end of the period. And I want to give a little more details about what we are actually pointing at in this timeline. So currently we are finalizing our a summary of the latest changes and of the key recommendations in order to open it for comment around mid-November, so November the 15th. That would go for public comment and at the same time to the various chartering organizations. So we have the CCWG Accountability has 6 chartering organizations, CCNSO, GNSO, ASO, GAC, SSAC, and ALAC. So each of the chartering organizations would receive a formal notice of this comment, as well as a request for potential approval.
Hello?
By potential.
Hello?
Yes?
Who is this?
This is the SOAC call.
Sorry about that, Mathieu. Just carry on. I'm not sure what that is. Staff will check what that is.
Yeah. Please proceed. Thank you, Mathieu.
Thank you, David. So we would complement this initial publication by a more detailed report, which would contain all the details on the recommendations themselves and the process, and a big part of much more documentation by the end of November, and request feedback from the public on the one side, the chartering organizations on the other side by December 21st. We would encourage the various stakeholders to carry their feedback through their chartering organization as a preferred way of providing input, and so that the feedback already give us an estimate about how the various ASOs and AC receive our recommendations. So that initial step would be the draft report submission to chartering organizations as planned in our charter. So if all chartering organizations were to say we approve the report by December the 21st, we could deliver to the board right after that. However, considering that things have been moving fast, we have planned for the what our charter calls the supplemental draft proposal, which is the case where one or more of the chartering organizations would not approve one or more of the recommendations. And in that case, our charter says that we have to consider the input, consider whether changes are required, and then provide all chartering organizations with a supplemental draft report, which in this timeline is the January 7th date. So we would have a very short turnaround over the turn of the year, but in order to gather, summarize the feedback, adjust if need be, and then send a supplemental draft report. For a consideration of the chartering organizations by January the 22nd for delivery to the board. And that is in this second interval where a face-to-face meeting, we prefer calling it face-to-face than intersessional, which intersessional has the sound of a global ICANN meeting, but it's basically if chartering organizations, one or more, need a face-to-face meeting, we think it might be appropriate in this supplemental phase to provide this opportunity to ensure that decisions be made in a timely fashion. But that's obviously just an option that we're putting on the table and not a decision for us to make. And in that case, the delivery to ICANN board could take place on January 22nd. We will certainly be asking during the initial public comment period feedbacks on very specific aspects of the proposals, the ones that have changed lately, or the key recommendations in terms of that will be highlighted much more clearly than they've been in the past, I suppose. We've really taken to heart most of the comments we've received about clarity, about structuring the report and the messaging. So that's the overall timeline. And one aspect also I would like to stress is that our intention during the public comment period would be to not necessarily organize large webinars open to the whole community, but rather more focused webinars for each supporting chartering organization. So we could do a CCNSO-specific webinar to prepare for the decision of the council about consideration of our report, another one for the GAC, another one for SSAC, etc. So we would organize it in a way that would help the various communities address their respective concerns and questions. So that would be the way we are planning this to accommodate, as I was saying earlier, the various expectations between timeline, details, and obviously the need for consensus approval of the recommendations. And I think with that I have spoken enough, and there's probably some questions, and as Fadi mentioned, the need for everyone to consider this and provide input to ICANN so that the facilitation of this is can be planned.
Thank you, Mathieu. This was very helpful. I think it is clear from, as always, your very clear presentation what is ahead of us. And I think ideally we should now ask the SOAC chairs maybe to go in order to give us their insights and input, and of course any others from those who took the time to join us this morning. But if we could start at least with the chairs and get their feedback, and specifically if we could be focused on how do we see the period from January 7th to January X, that you would need to complete what Mathieu just described. And we also have some members of the board on the call, so it would be good to also go at the end and ask Steve Crocker, if he's with us, his view as to also the process he intends to manage on the board once he receives the proposal from chartering organizations. And this is all focused on timeline and logistics now, obviously not substance. We just need to know how to plan to support you in order to get this proposal out on time. And if I could just get a confirmation if Larry Strickling and or Steve Crocker are on the call. Can they just confirm if they're on the call?
This is Crocker. I'm on the call.
This is Larry. I'm here.
Okay, very good. So maybe we also loop back with you, get your views on timeline. Whom from the SOAC chairs would like to go first? Just start.
Maybe Byron. Would you like to start, Byron?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes very clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you, Mathieu, for going over this. In terms of the CCNSO, I mean, I think the short answer right now is the process for us is unclear. So I cannot provide you with a crisp answer at this point. I do have a council meeting in the next 10 days or thereabouts where this will be the primary topic. We had preliminary conversations in Dublin and gauged the overall temperature and support of the CCNSO at that time. That said, we were working on the notion that the path of travel looked like a sole designator model. So we have a sense of where the community was. We spoke about a face-to-face meeting sometime in January. So the community is aware of it. The community definitely has a sense of where the CCWG was headed. And I would say there was a overall appeared to be support for the path of travel, recognizing that none of the details were available and the devil is in the details. So after my coming council meeting, I'll have a much clearer understanding of how the council wants to proceed and whether an intersessional or a face-to-face meeting would be required. So, I mean, that's the state of play for the CCNSO right now. I appreciate it's not a very definitive answer at the moment, but that's where we're at, and we'll have a lot more clarity after the next council meeting, which is not long from now.
Byron, if I could follow on this, are you? Can you give us a sense of your community's, at least Dublin, leaning? Is the leaning towards having face-to-face intercessional, or the leaning is that it's actually possible, depending on the proposal, to do things virtually? What is your guess, at least?
I think the council was open to doing it virtually, but you know, it is not clear right now. So I will have much more clarity after the next council meeting, which is coming shortly. But I think the general tenor of the room was, you know, most people would prefer to not have to have another face-to-face, but recognizing that it might be a requirement.
Okay. Now, if I were to just ask you this, because we may need that answer from other SOAC chairs, if indeed an Matthew said, let's call it the face-to-face meeting is needed, and I actually like that, Matthew. If a face-to-face meeting is needed, and just for planning purposes, we have at the moment instructed our team to start looking at the dates of January 12th and 13th, which is the week after we receive it on January 7th. Of course, the proposal itself would have been out since November 15th and 30th in various forms, but we are targeting January 12th and 13th. If an intersessional or, sorry, a face-to-face was needed, is that too early after January 7th to do it on the 12th and 13th? What is just your personal feeling on this, not the council's feeling?
Again, I would hate to say it depends. If the amended report is very close to what we see through essentially the recommended summary of changes in the detailed report, if it's very close to that, then I think it would be fine. If we find that there is any kind of substantive change, then I think receiving it on the 7th and being asked to make a decision on the 12th is probably will be a difficult sell.
Understood. Fair enough. All right. Thank you, Byron. Thank you. And who would like to go next?
Maybe Thomas from the GAC. I know he is not in the Adobe room, but he's on the line. Thomas, might you be available?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Thomas. Please go ahead.
Actually, I've been connecting to the... I am connected now to the Adobe.
Welcome.
first, hello to everybody. Then, for your information, what we're currently trying to do is to see whether we can informally develop our initial, let's say, elements for consensual possible alternative on stress test 18 by ideally, if that works, we'll would try to feed this into the report so that that would be part of the public comment period already. I don't know whether this is realistic or not, but at least we will be trying. We'll also use the IGF where most of the key governments will be there. So, and then whatever we have, we will then look at the, I guess, try and use the public comment period. And then around that time, it will be much easier for me to say whether or not we would need a face-to-face meeting in January. In case we would have agreement on stress test 18 or an alternative to stress test 18, and that would also fly with the community, it may not even be necessary to have a face-to-face. In case not, or in case there would be elements of the model that would be difficult for us, then we would need to have one. We haven't really. We have some initial discussions on Thursday, on Wednesday and Thursday in Dublin, but nothing is planned so far. As I said, probably one of the key elements will be to what extent we manage to get on a consensus on an alternative to stress test 18, and if that will be like clearer in the second half of November. And much of it, I guess, will depend on this issue. Because if the model develops the way it has been developing in Dublin, I assume that the model itself and the powers will be more or less what the GAC expects, and there would not be too much divergence. And we will try to basically sort this out electronically before January. But this is all like guessing or looking at options. In case we would need to have a face-to-face, of course, ideally that may be together with the others. So I took note of the proposed date of 12-13, which seems to me something that may make sense because it's a little like something like in the middle of that period, rather early. But yeah, this is all I can say for the time being. We will probably take the decision about whether or not we will need any face-to-face meeting once we've seen the report and then we've had some feedback in the GAC on whether we think we all agree on something, we're fine with this or not. So that will be the second half of November, I would guess. I could tell you more then. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Thomas Rickard has his hand up. He may make a comment. He's one of the co-chairs. Thomas?
Thanks very much, David. This is Thomas Rickard for the record. I'd just like to add a few points to what Mathieu has said and encourage SOAC leaders to comment or feedback on those points too. When we had the last SOAC leaders call, I think it was Byron, I think it was you who mentioned that it's difficult for people that are not involved in the CCWG work on a daily basis to follow what we're doing and understand what we're working on. So in order to take away some of the pain that you might envisage for the coming weeks, this is to let you know that we are working on a max 20-page summary of our work, which has no acronyms in it and which explains what we're doing, our recommendations, in plain language. So this should make it easier for the community and the chartering organizations in particular to understand what our final recommendations look like. Let me also say that we've been quite innovative with the structuring of this process in order to allow for delivery by January 22nd. And what we really do need is the buy-in of you and your respective groups into this process. Certainly, you can't make promises today whether you know by when you will be able to have your approval ready. But we think that it would be most unfortunate if we went through this process, if everyone worked on it very, very hard, to then at the end of the day receive comments from the chartering organizations in particular, criticizing the process we picked. So should you have any concerns with this approach, with this process as outlined in the chart in front of you, please speak up now or in the next hours preferably. You know, we have enough substance to discuss and to digest, and I guess the least we can afford is having difficulties or different camps or different views on the process we choose. Let me also say that Mathieu mentioned the amended report, the possibility to for chartering organizations to not approve individual recommendations of our report, so that we would need to circulate an amendment. This is certainly possible. We would strongly like to disencourage you of seeing this as an opportunity to get in last-minute extra wishes. But rather, we would like to encourage you to work through the members which you have as chartering organizations and voice your concerns there. The better the interaction between the chartering organizations and the members is, the lower the risk is that we will see this additional time span being needed. And talking about negotiations or trying to squeeze in additional wishes into our final work product, I think, Fadi, you made an excellent point with calling this intersessional meeting a chartering org face-to-face. This may be a meeting where face-to-face meetings of chartering organizations coincide, but I think all of us should be very cautious not to misrepresent this as a ICANN-wide discussion of our proposals. This is just an opportunity facilitated by ICANN for chartering organizations, should there be the need to discuss things face-to-face. But it should not be misrepresented or misunderstood as an opportunity to haggle over over parts of our recommendations. This should all be settled before we actually finalize our report, and we hope that with the targeted questions that we put out for public comment, we will get feedback on the remaining open issues. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Thomas, for that explanation, and we now would move to those constituencies or stakeholder leaders from the GNSO. At the moment, the acting co-chairs for the GNSO Council are not with us at the moment, but we'll make sure that we convey this information to them. But maybe Paul Diaz, who is the chair of the registry group, would want to make some comments. They're putting some comments in the chat. Maybe the BC, Bill Corwin, and others may want to also comment. Paul, would you care to say a few words?
Sure. Thank you, David. Hello, all. Look, from the registry's perspective, please understand we don't have anything more to add. I would echo a lot of what Byron offered, the sense, a very important sense, devil's in the details. Members of both registry and registrar stakeholder groups who've been actively involved have been keeping the membership up to speed on the progress of the initiative. We do look forward to the updated report, the detailed report in particular. Please note that we've scheduled a joint session this coming Wednesday so that we can compare notes and be prepared for written public comments. Recognizing how tight the timeline is, we will do all we can to do our homework in advance and be prepared to weigh in. But at this point, there's nothing more specific to offer. Be able to come back to the group if necessary after next Wednesday's call. But what we see in front of us, it's very tight, and we will do all we can. I have not heard any red flags from those members who are actively involved. But, like we said, we'll look forward to you know, the documentation coming mid-November, and would also underscore Phil's point in the chat that a face-to-face session somewhere around the 12th or 13th may be very difficult for those members and the contracted party house who has been involved in this. May be difficult for them to attend because there is a significant industry conference right at the same time. Quite a few of them attend that, and it's just a factor to consider. Those days may be very difficult for us, but we'll have more detail as we move forward, and we'll share on the list. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. And Graham of the Registry Stakeholder Group is supporting Paul's comments. You see that comment in the chat. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Phil. Teresa, I'm sorry, your hand might have been up in response to Thomas Ricker's comments. Could I ask, I recognize Teresa at the moment for her comments. Greg, you'll be next.
If you'd like to have Greg go ahead, that's perfectly fine. I had a suggestion about some next steps.
Thank you, Teresa. Greg, the floor is yours.
Thanks. Greg Shatton speaking in my role as IPC president. And note that in the initial comment period, or hopefully the final comment period, each of the constituencies of the CSG would be providing separate comments. And then, you know, when the amended report goes back to the chartering organizations on January 7th, each of the constituencies would consider it separately and, in essence, would end up coming to the council table or a council call with their views and concerns. And at that point, you know, would end up hashing out remaining issues, at the council level with regard to, support or not. I think there are still, a number of moving parts. Most have settled down fairly well, I think, in the last couple of weeks, but there's still some moving parts where we have concerns. Hope that they will move into places where our concerns are abated and see some tendencies to do so. So I think it's important to recognize that we're kind of the policy decisions, such as they are taking place kind of two levels down from the GNSO per se. So there, that has to be recognized. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. The new NCSG chair, Tapani, is on the line. I want to give him an opportunity to comment if he wanted to. And both Phil and Phil Corrin, the acting BC chair, and Steve Bianco are also typing some comments in the chat. Tapani, would you want to say a few words, or are you okay? Okay, we will if any other stakeholder group or constituency group in the GNSO wants to say anything, please raise your hand. I'm sorry that your audio is not working, Tapani. If you want to type something in, we can convey it. Okay, moving on to we do not have any representatives from the ASO or ESSAC on the line. We'll convey this message to the leaders there. The at-large, the ALAC chair, Alan Greenberg, was unable to come onto the call. We do have numbers of the RALO members on the call that may want to comment. Saranush or others, would you want to say something? Any others of the RALO leaders that might want to comment on the timing or the need for a face-to-face for the at-large approval? Saranus from APRALO says no comments at this stage. And we, of course, will confer with Alan Greenberg. Aziz from Apparello, no comments also. Thank you. Thank you, Aziz.
So, David, if we have all the SOs and ACs covered now,
yes.
Can we ask Larry Strickling and Steve to comment on the outside dates? Because, you know, at the end of the day, once we get the SOs and ACs with more clarity as to what's coming out of the CCWG in mid-November, it seems that that would be the point they can gather their own communities to assess what's coming out of the CCWG on November 15th and make a better determination. So ideally, we'd like to get those communities to have at least a target date together. We should start putting target dates because we're slipping beyond Larry's dates. But before we try and assess at least a possible target date, even as a placeholder that we can work with our communities on, let's just bring both Larry and Steve back to understand the outside date on these things and what we can hear from them that would help us make sure that our community stays focused and the board understands its part and plan what it plans to do once it receives things from the chartering organizations. If that's okay, let's give them the floor for a moment to hear from them.
Thank you, Fadi. Larry, would you like to go first, and then Steve Cracker?
Well, maybe Steve should go first, because I don't do anything until the board sends me something.
All right, then Steve Cracker, please.
You may be on mute.
This is Crocker. If you were kind,
I can hear you. Thank you.
Thanks. I missed something because my phone died probably at the pessimal moment. But if you just repeat anything that was intended to me, I'll be happy to respond now.
Steve, we were just asking if you could clarify what is the current board thinking as to its timing and what it will do once it receives the proposal from the chartering organization.
Thank you, Fadi, and I apologize to everyone. well, the board is in a fully activated position. We are watching everything closely. We've organized ourselves sort of with two big things. One is we have a sort of frontline small team of board members and staff members who are engaged on a minute-by-minute basis, basically, certainly day-by-day basis. And then the rest of the board is being brought into the process also on a fairly prompt basis so that we're up to speed. The goal is that we add as little as possible any delay to this overall process. I don't know how long, in fact, it will take us, but our internal lingo is that if you deliver us a final proposal on January 15th, say, we'd like to forward it fully considered and fully commented on January 16th. That cannot happen if we begin thinking about these things after we receive it. So our posture and, in fact, the way we're organized now is to be highly engaged, watching everything as it develops. Now, of course, some things will develop and then they'll change, so there's potential for a little bit of wasted work, but we don't view it that way. Our posture is to be fully engaged and up to speed. We're also keeping track of the substance and sort of gauging our comfort level with respect to each of the details and communicating that comfort level back through the processes that exist. So if there are things that are emerging that we think are not things that we can live with in the extreme or things that we think are not optimal, everybody will hear about it as they develop rather than at some later time. I'm reluctant to put down specific hard deadlines. Larry and Fadi are very good at communicating what the external constraints are with respect to the U.S. government and Congress and so forth. We're not trying from board point of view to add any additional constraints, but we are, of course, paying very close attention to the same things that everyone else is hearing. And then just re-emphasizing, our sense of time is get it done, get it down now. Sooner is better, later is more problematic. And our job is to be as cooperative as possible.
Thank you, Steve. So I think we've all heard you say January 16th. You can put all kinds of cotton around that, but you've put a very clear marker that you intend to move our board very quickly towards getting things done in terms of hours and days, not weeks and months after.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to see a news story that says board promises to deliver a proposal on January 16th. That's not, I'm speaking, you know, notionally rather than in crisp terms, because we don't control the rest of the process, nor just like everybody else, until we actually see what the final things are. But I'm trying to convey a posture and an attitude.
Thank you. Mr. Strickling?
Thank you, Fadi. So in terms of the elements of the schedule, once the proposal is delivered to us, nothing has changed in terms of what has to happen. All that's happening, it seems, is that because of the initial time the community needs to take, there's a compression that has to happen in that schedule. So I think every week you compress the schedule adds a certain amount of risk to it. But that's all based on tying this completion of the process, including implementation, to September 30th, which is when the contract currently expires. So that's not a deadline in the sense that there's the only consequence of not making that is we would have to extend the contract once again. But I would hope the community would work as hard as they can to try to achieve that so that we don't have to go through the process of another extension. But the elements are still, we get the report, we have to review it and to certify it, that it passes our criteria, and that requires a lot of work with other federal agencies. So there is a, you know, there's no way we can shorten that process much below the 60 to 90 days we set out several months ago when we were looking at the schedule the last time we talked about it. There is then was in the calendar roughly 60 days for Congress to conduct its review. That assumed passage of the DOTCOM Act, which has not yet passed. It's been approved by the House of Representatives, but it has not been adopted by the Senate, and we don't know when and if that will happen. But it doesn't mean that if that doesn't pass, that there won't be congressional review. There will be congressional review. They'll hold hearings. They will certainly engage in some level of inquiry so that while the 60 days may not be a firm deadline, period of time, there clearly will be time taken on that. And then the back end is how long it takes ICANN and the community to implement the plan, which is why we constantly emphasize simplicity where all of the things are equal, because the more simple the plan is, the less you'll have to do to implement it. And I think people need to be looking really hard at what the schedule can bear in terms of implementation. So, I mean, it's clear to us that this is going to spill into January. It needs to spill into January. And all I can tell you is we will do what we can to do our work, but there's not a lot of flexibility to squeeze a lot of extra time out of the pieces here in Washington, and you may need to be looking at the implementation period as a place to figure out how you can gain some time to if the September 30th date is an important date to the community.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you. Okay.
I think
we need a chance to wrap this up and agree, David, on on some timeline and next meetings. But if you want to take a couple more comments, let's go.
Byron and then Teresa. Byron?
Hi, sorry, just a quick one. I misspoke earlier. I have my council pre-call next week. My full council meeting is not till November 19th. So based on what I'm hearing, I'm going to have to figure out something to try to get the entire council together off cycle. But I just want to make that clear. I have a pre-council call next week, and full council is not till the 19th, which presents some logistical challenges for me. But I'll have to work through those.
Thank you, Byron.
David, on the note of November 19th, if the CCWG carries forward with its current plan to release on the 15th their recommendations, and many of us believe that we need to look at this document before we can kind of make final assessments as to our timeline, we probably should schedule another call like this one after you all had a chance to speak to your communities and after the 15th. So sometime between the 15th and the end of the month, we should probably plan on another call like this. Then we would have all been in receipt of the CCWG's recommendations and hopefully had a chance to schedule chartering organizations' internal meetings to assess the timeline. So before we leave this call, we should probably agree on a date to have another call like this one.
Very good. Teresa.
Hi. This has been very helpful, and I'm just wondering in the context of a couple of the moving parts. First, the ICG posted today that their report is complete and ready, just pending, obviously, receipt of the CCWG work, and specifically, obviously, the interdependencies with the naming community aspects there. And also, given the various holiday seasons that are coming up, whether we should look at holding a location for around the 12th and 13th with a we need to cancel by a certain time frame so we can proactively try to get ahead on some of these on some of these areas pending obviously the feedback that Fadi had just described on the subsequent call and needing to look at where things are. So I wanted to suggest that as a path forward just to help manage some of the logistics on the operational side. To look at a location for those dates and secure that with a need to cancel by a certain time frame. So that was the suggestion.
Thank you very much. We were just looking at the calendar, which I will hopefully paste into the chat, that the next SOAC leadership call is on the 19th of November at 1300 UTC. And so we could use that or move that, depending on the flexibility, for that call that that Fadi and Teresa were suggesting after the release of the report and with some time for the SOAC leaders to review that. And that could be our target date as well.
Yeah, I mean, if I may, David, just to bring this home, and I want to make sure we're in sync, why don't we agree that we should have a call like this one? I think the 19th a bit early, not just because the full council of the CCNSO will meet that day, but also because if indeed the CCWG recommendations come out on the 15th, which is a Sunday, people will need at least a week to look at these. So if we could maybe target to have this call moved from the 19th, that's my regular call, Mathieu, Leon, and Thomas. So instead of having two of them, we can move that call from the 19th to, say, I don't know, the 23rd or 24th, which is in the U.S., mm-hmm. the week of Thanksgiving, but it's early in that week, so hopefully mm-hmm. we meet. Giving everyone a week after the CCWG has released its first report, to at least have a chance in their communities to have discussions. And then we could get together again on the 23rd, 24th to assess a timeline. That's my first proposal. If people can comment on that in the chat room or raise their hand, I'd appreciate it. The second proposal I have is aligned a little bit with what Teresa just said. I mean, Larry's clear that from his last call, he told us, let's try and get something to us, you know, so we have enough in the days in the calendar next year to get the job done by, and he had mentioned end of year, first of this year. I think if we slip by a couple of weeks, hopefully we can catch this up in Larry's process or in the implementation process. So my suggestion to all of us, even though we still need to go to our communities and discuss what is feasible, which I fully respect and we should do, but if we could at least amongst us agree that we should target to try and get our chartering organizations to wrap up their processes and deliver something to the board, you know, let's set a date, and we can review it on January 23rd, 24th one more time, but at least amongst us, let's have a target date. And my suggestion here is that we target 2 weeks after the beginning of the year or so, so somewhere around, as Steve was saying, January 15th. Let's put that as a marker. This way staff, as Teresa was saying, can at least plan on a backup date for a face-to-face if needed. Hopefully it won't be, but if it is, we should plan it. It's not easy to plan for hundreds of people to get together last minute, so let's do that. And then let's review all of that as a community together again around the, you know, the 23rd, 24th, first 2 days of the U.S. Thanksgiving week. It gives us a chance to have seen the proposal. So any thoughts or feedback on it, on these 2 points? One, to have a second meeting like this around 23rd, 24th. The second, that we all try and target our communities towards finalizing chartering organizations around plus or minus the 15th of January, and therefore asking staff to at least hold a spot for us in the days before that in case people need to meet face-to-face. Any comments or concerns regarding at least an approach like this so we can be better prepared?
Leon, you had your hand up. Did you want to say something, or is that...
Thanks, David. Actually, there was a hand up for Thomas, whose AC room froze, and I raised it for him. So I don't know if... Thomas, would you like to comment on something?
Thomas, please.
Thanks very much. Thanks, David. Thanks, Leon. Just adding to what Fadi said, I think we need to be... as quickly as possible and should agree on a clear process. Having said that, it's basically in your hands now to allow for us to deliver quickly. Should we see the chartering organizations, in fact, 5 out of 6 chartering organizations approve our report after we submit it, then we could deliver 1 month early. Also, the...
Back up. What did you just say? Please explain this one more time. I didn't get it.
So we will submit our recommendations to the chartering organizations on the 15th. And should the feedback from the chartering organizations be that they approve, then if 5 out of 6 chartering organizations submit their approval, we can deliver like 1 month early, assuming that there is no substantial pushback from the community. You know, we will receive comments from the chartering organizations as well as from the wider community. And should there be no pushback from the wider community and should there be swift approval from the chartering organizations, our work would be done. And we could pass the recommendations onto the board. So we could win a month roughly. If that actually were the case. The other point that I'd like to make is, and Mathieu mentioned this earlier, but we, in our back channel, we thought it would be worthwhile repeating for everyone's benefit. Please do make the public comment analysis as easy as possible for us. So the constituent organizations of the chartering organizations, as well as the chartering organizations themselves, should be the ones providing feedback. Let's please avoid having a plethora of public comments from individuals or organizations that are within a certain chartering organization. So please just use one channel for providing us feedback, and please go to your respective groups and encourage the individuals and groups represented therein to only go through the chartering organizations with their comments, should there be any. Thank you.
So given what you just said, Thomas, that there is an opportunity potentially to do this earlier, so instead of, say, January 7th, sometime you're now possibly saying that the best case could be early December, worst case could be early January 7th. I think that's very good. I had actually not focused on that, so thank you for that clarity, Thomas. And that means that my proposed dates still work in a way, because by January 15th we would have seen it, the chartering organizations would have had a week at least within their teams to schedule their own meetings. We meet on the 23rd, 24th, get a sense from them. January 15th could be even, not conservative enough, but certainly will give us enough room to get things done, and hopefully we can cut that by a couple of weeks and still meet Larry's earlier encouragement for us to get him things by end of year. Who knows? That would be good, but for now let's hold the meeting on the 23rd, 24th, and let's follow your ask, if possible, to focus the comments from the chartering organizations. I think everyone is very focused after a very successful Dublin to get this on track, and I'm very encouraged. I'm sure many of you here are also very encouraged by how we have come together around in Dublin and how we're charting forward on this. So, David, I'll give it back to you. If there are no other comments, then we will reschedule our call of the 19th with the community to the 23rd or 24th, if we could find a time there. And let's, within our own communities, at least set an initial outside target of January 15th and try and work towards that. And, Teresa, if you could direct our teams to start looking for a face-to-face space in case it's needed, in early January. Okay? Anything else? David, back to you to close the call.
Thank you. Again, there was in the chat, Byron, Lisa, the registrars and registries were in agreement with the suggested timeline. And to that extent, we will do a save the date for the 23rd, 24th of November for the call, and going forward with the idea of finalizing the proposals at a target date of January 15th. We have just one hand up. Greg, did you want to quickly make a comment, and then we'll close?
Thanks, Greg Shatton. Just briefly in response to Thomas, I appreciate the thought and idea of streamlining, but at least in IPC, we have organizations who typically provide their own public comments, and they're not always completely aligned with the consensus position of IPC. So while I would encourage those organizations, to the extent that they are consistent with IPC, just to indicate their support and not be redundant, there is the possibility of divergent comments. So I would not discourage, and I would not discourage others from having individual comments where they actually are providing a different viewpoint from those of the stakeholder organization in which they're members.
Thank you, Greg. And with that, please be prepared to see a save-the-date note from me for our next call with the community leaders on this topic for the 23rd, 24th. We will also be looking at sharing this transcript with all of you so that you can review some of these dates, including the target of finalizing the charting organization's approvals by January 15th. And the staff will look at some time for a face-to-face meeting a little before that period if needed, and we'll move forward on that. With that, I will like to thank you, and noting the time that we're within the time of 1 hour, thank you for your cooperation, and I will be sending you around the transcripts as well as the save the date notice so you can have that for your calendar. With that, let me thank the CCWG co-chairs, Mathieu, Thomas, and Leon, and others for being on the call with us today to share this important information as we move forward to a successful conclusion, as we all wish to do. With that, I wish everyone good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, wherever you may be, and thank you again.
Thanks, David. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye.